At the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast, I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com, along with Trevor Sikkim, also from thedraftnetwork.com, here on a Thursday morning to bring you, as we always do, our Week 14 NFL predictions. Don't worry, we're going to get to the whole all the Senior Bowl stuff in the rosters. Got a big super show lined up for you on Friday. We'll be tackling a lot of that stuff. It'll be a blast. But today we had to keep things normal with our Thursday show, Trevor, and talk about a slate of games that is very near and dear to both of our hearts because both of our teams' seasons may be on the line this week.
This is true. This is very true. Are we burying any teams this week? I can't remember which ones you tried to bury last week that I said no. You tried to bury either. Tampa, and I said
yes,
no.
Yes, and I still agree with that, but they won, so you get another week. I'm assuming we're not burying Tampa, right?
Obviously not. They won. You okay. Buffoon. How dare you? The disrespect.
So Raiders, Cardinals, Giants, 49ers, Colts, Bills, Browns, Jets, Broncos, Cowboys, Jaguars, Falcons. Those are the teams that we've cooked so far. And we're not adding the Dolphins to that list at 6-6, I'm assuming, right?
Are there any teams that are currently in playoff spots that we that we buried other than Dallas?
Other than Dallas, I don't know. No. Because okay. The Colts lost, and so they're behind Baltimore, and Denver's still behind Baltimore as well. But we buried both of them. So we're not burying the Dolphins yet at 6-6. The Bills, the Jets have already been buried. Obviously, the Steelers, Ravens still alive. It's time to bury the Bengals, right? Backup quarterback, they're 5-7. They're behind two teams in the division. They've lost their last four.
Yet?
No, you wouldn't bury them last week. I tried to get you. Are you ready?
Who are the last four games?
Doesn't even matter. They have Jeff Driscoll. Hang on.
Gator, great, dude.
Their last, Chargers this week in LA, and then the Raiders, then the Browns, and then the Steelers the final week of the season.
All right, so they're going to finish 6-10, probably.
At best, yes.
You know, it's going to be tough. You know, I'm going to say it. It's going to be tough to make the playoffs at 6-10.
Yeah. It's a bold prediction. So are you ready to bury him finally, you coward?
It's going to be tough to make the playoffs. All right, yeah, kill him.
Bengals are gone.
They're dead.
We already buried the Colts.
And probably. You know what else is dead?
What?
Their hopes of drafting a good linebacker if Mack Wilson doesn't go into the draft.
Yeah, what the heck? Not only the Bengals' hopes, the Steelers' hopes. I like Devin White.
Like, hold on.
Man.
We got to think about okay, so for everybody who didn't see it, who maybe isn't on Twitter, I don't know why you're not, but you're missing all these fire tweets I've been firing off. So,
yeah. He has some good ones.
Mack Wilson is the best linebacker in the country. Okay, Devin White's also good. I think he's also a first-rounder. But Mack Wilson's got the best potential, and I think he's the best linebacker in the country. He is draft eligible right now. That dude would 100% go top 20 at a young age. Athletic, already filled out his body. He's played for a championship defense in Alabama. Doesn't have a lot of injury history on him. And he said in a tweet this week to Devin White, was it not? He was saying, like, congrats to my boy, Devin White. I was, like, going to the draft this year. Like, I'll get you next year or something. Like, or, like, it'll be my time next year or something like that. Like, bro, does Mack Wilson not know that he's draft eligible because he's literally not going to get drafted any higher than he would this year. Would he not? Right. Get better at Johnny's going to go top 20.
I'm more of a skeptic in terms. Like I agree with you. I love Mack Wilson. Obviously he's a top 10 player for me, but I'm more of a skeptic when it comes to the draft, just knowing how things can happen, especially for positions that aren't super valuable. Like linebacker. I mean, man, I know there were injury concerns, but Jalen Smith fell. And, you know, we've had some weird situations with linebackers. Like, I didn't think Rashawn Evans would slide as far as Tremaine Edmonds fell last year. You know, he's still top 20 pick. I mean, so, you know, we've had some – it's a hard position to peg sometimes. But, yeah, I mean, I think he would have been a top 20 pick. So, I guess you can go back and get better, but more than anything, you risk injury and – I wouldn't be my decision. Let's put it that way. But agreed, hurts the Bengals' chances.
Draft linebacker.
But instincts. Processing.
What are you learning in Alabama that you're not going to learn getting paid millions of dollars?
Well, you get thrown to the wolves too fast, and maybe you're just not ready. I mean, I like I said, I don't agree.
He is the wolf.
But in the NFL, things are different. Linebackers at Alabama aren't exactly hitting right now, man.
Listen, brother, Kiko Alonso has played a long time in this league, so
he
don't
is
tell
not me. An Alabama linebacker.
Don't tell me that linebackers can't play, all right?
What does that have to do with Alabama?
Everything.
There it is. There it is.
I'll tell you what it has to do with Alabama. Nick Saban once coached the Dolphins where Kiko Alonso currently plays. Ba-boom.
Wow. Terrific parallel. Really
stunning
work. So there
you go. The Bengals are buried.
I'm thoroughly impressed. And there it is. The Bengals are buried because of all that. The Colts and the Titans. We already buried the Colts. We'll see what happens. The Titans are 6-6 as well. Oh, they're not anything close to what I hoped they would be. Jaguars, I believe we set the Jaguars down, didn't we? Yeah, we set them down. They're done. We buried Denver and Oakland. May have been a little premature with Denver. We'll see. I still don't think they're very good, but 6-6, they're in the thick of things for sure. Over in the NFC, we were lashing out at the Cowboys at 3-5, buried them. They've won four straight, yeah. Philly is still 6-6 hanging on. We haven't buried Washington yet. They're 6-6 down to Mark Sanchez at quarterback. Things are looking pretty bleak. I don't know if you're ready to pull that trigger at 6-6, though, in this division.
No.
I mean, I feel like they're probably done, but I don't want to go there just yet. We buried the
I wouldn't
Giants.
Be betting on them, but, you know, I can't bury them.
Oh, let's stick a freaking fork in the Packers. It's done.
Oh, yeah.
4-7-1, forget it. You lose the Cardinals, sorry, it's over. 4-8 Lions.
Rip Aaron Rodgers.
You still wouldn't bury the Lions last week, by the way. Unbelievable oversight on your part. Really, really poor. Poorly
done. So the Lions got, you know,
4-8.
The Lions got four games left, right?
Yeah.
The best they can finish
is 8-8.
Mathematically, is 8-8.
Very good.
Gonna be tough to make the playoffs at 8-8.
It is. In the NFC, yes. In the AFC, that door's wide open. But they do have Arizona, Buffalo, and then Minnesota and Green Bay to finish the season. So they might be able to win enough games to get to, you know.
I'm gonna say
6-10.
That Detroit's dead.
How weird has Detroit's season been, man? Like, one of the weirdest seasons you've ever seen? I mean, they beat the Patriots. What?
Brother, I cover Bucks football. Don't ask me if it's the weirdest season I've ever seen.
They lost to the Jets and the 49ers. They beat the Patriots. Lost to the Cowboys when the Cowboys were playing horrible. Beat the Packers. Beat the Dolphins. No big deal there. Beat the Panthers, which I know they're sliding now. Almost beat the Rams last week. Almost beat the Bears the week before. Like, just a bizarre football team. Never know what's going on with Detroit. They'll probably lose Arizona this week. Arizona will probably continue to mess it up for themselves. But anyway, Detroit's cooked now. New Orleans, we can't bury Carolina yet, but man, they've lost four straight. They're 6-6. Yikes. Obviously, we're keeping the Bucs alive. We already buried the Falcons. The Rams, Seahawks still in it. Arizona and San Francisco, we cooked a long time ago. So there it is. We added three new teams to the list. Bengals, Packers, and Lions. I like it.
Yep.
Before we get to these lines.
Hopefully that got you your fill this week. Because I know you've been jonesing to kill some.
I am quite bloodthirsty, and that definitely satisfied. That quenched the thirst. So we got to give a special shout-out to our boys over at MyBookie. Remember, guys, watching football, it's great, but it's more entertaining when you have some action on the games. Guys, you've heard me talking about this for weeks. Some of you are still on the sidelines. Whether you're an expert or rookie, you should be betting at MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, like playing the numbers on roulette, you can create a big parlay. Pick three teams to win, and if you hit all three, you could turn $100 into $600. There's so much to bet on: college basketball and football, NBA, NHL, custom props, even esports, you name it. MyBookie is the one bet I know you'll be happy with all year. I recommend these guys because we really trust them. MyBookie has been in the business for years. They've got great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Sign up this week, and MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. It's a great way to bank even more money when you win. Also, make sure to follow at BetMyBookie on Twitter. They personally respond to every mention in DM, not to mention that they've given away more than $10,000 in free money to their followers this football season. You'll be the first to know as soon as new odds and bet props are posted. Don't miss out on one of the best weeks to bet on sports this year. Log on to MyBookie right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON. Locked On is the promo code, and to get 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code Locked On. Locked On is the promo code. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, Trevor, the MyBookie lines for week 14. We are already here, week 14. Has anybody been officially eliminated yet? I don't think so. I think this is the week that begins, right? No, that can't be right. Like,
no, San Francisco's got to be eliminated, right?
I would think so. Is there no, I'm looking at the key here and there's no, how do you have no sign for eliminated? Like, put a strike through these teams, man. Put red lettering on it. You failed. Season's over. There's nothing you can do about it. Why isn't it like that?
I don't know.
Should be.
Maybe they're not as bloodthirsty as you.
Who is, Trevor? All right, give me the lines. Here we go.
Okay. Thursday night football in the most Thursday night football game I could think of.
Wow. Good opportunity to get some work done.
Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans.
Lordy.
Titans are favored by 4.5.
Oh, man. This is probably for the Titans season, right? Can't really emphasize how big this game is.
Yeah, you can't lose it.
You can't lose to Jacksonville. You can't lose to Cody Kessler. They beat last week. They have typically dominated Jacksonville. They beat the Jets. They squeaked it out in the end.
Yikes.
They've typically dominated Jacksonville, for what it's worth. I think they've won a couple in a row against them. So I'm going to go with Tennessee.
The over-under on this game is 37.5, which is very low. And a 4.5-point spread. I'm going to go with the Jaguars on this one just because they're getting 4.5.
Okay. Believer in Cody Kessler.
And anytime you get a decent amount of points like that in a low-scoring game, I'm going to take it.
Decent amount of points. Interesting.
4.5? More than a field goal, you know? Not bad.
4.5 points. Decent amount.
Okay, well, they're not like the Chiefs playing the Raiders over here. Which is funny.
That was a close game. Yeah.
I know, actually. So, Baltimore Ravens, speaking of the Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 7.
Very interesting game, by the way. Chiefs kind of need to hold on to it with the Patriots stumbling a little bit. I mean, they haven't lost, but they're just not really playing that great. And Chiefs have a real chance here to run the table the rest of the season. They play Ravens, Chargers, tough games for sure. Seahawks, you know, 3 tough games in a row, but all ones the Chiefs should win. But, you know, they lost to the Rams, went on their bye, didn't quite look the same against the Raiders, still got it done offensively. You know, before the Rams game was a tighter game than people expected against Arizona. The offense the defense for the Chiefs is unquestionably bad, which probably gives some life to a pretty average Ravens offense at best. So kind of an interesting game. Chiefs
who's starting quarterback?
I believe Lamar is. Pretty sure. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I hadn't heard anything. Tell me what this line is again.
Chiefs favored by a touchdown.
Okay.
And by that, I mean 7 points, not 6.
Go with the Ravens.
All right, I'm going with the Chiefs. Oh, we're different this week. Oh, this is a movement week. I can feel it. This is a movement week.
This is where the boys, what's they say? The boys become men, or the difference between boys.
Men.
Something like that.
Band.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Right.
Oh, it's a good band.
Good quote by me there. Nailed the quote.
Couple of albums. Indianapolis going full zombie to take on the hottest team in the NFL, the Houston Texans.
9 straight wins for the Houston Texans.
In
that
Houston,
is crazy.
Houston's favored by 5.
Oh, man. You know, the Colts lost last week. This is, I don't want to say
how many points did Colts score last week?
0.
Tell the good people. Tell them.
0.
Tell them.
Nunzo.
Was
Nothing.
It more than 1?
It was none. Zilch against the Jags. Shut
out.
You
mean they played 60 minutes of a football game and scored 0 points?
Not only do I mean that, I mean that the preceding weeks to that game, going back to week 4 against the Texans, 34 points, 24 against the Patriots, 34 in a loss to the Jets, 37 against the Bills, 42 against the Raiders, 29 against Jacksonville, 38 against Tennessee, 27 against Miami, zippo against Jacksonville last week. Beyond weird. Beyond weird, and I don't think it is a true indication of where this team is at. I don't think they're a playoff team. I also think they're much more competent than they showed last week. I think Frank Reich gets the boys up for this game, and they knock off the Texans. I'm going to pick the Colts, not only with the line, but also to win.
Oh, man. I'm picking the Colts, too. I was going to pick the Colts.
Texans are just due, right, man? Like,
yeah, 100%.
Are they ever going to lose again?
Like, roulette. See, if you see it land on red 9 times in a row, it's got to be black eventually. I think the Colts are going to be that extra little spin there. Plus, they get 5 points. So anytime you have an Indianapolis Colts team that scores a lot, which they typically do, obviously did not last week. But when they typically have a team that scores a lot of points, 5 points is going to mean a lot because there's probably going to be some garbage stuff in there too to get them at least closer than five. So I think this is actually a pretty easy bet. I really do.
Yeah. Picking the Jets and the Eagles and the Jaguars are who the Texans finish the season with. So even if they lose this game, not a big deal at all. Probably still win that division in their sleep and should finish probably 11-5 at worst.
Yeah, they'll be fine. This is a really interesting one, this next game. Carolina travels to Cleveland. And Carolina on the road is favored by 1.5. Carolina has lost 4 straight. They just lost to the Buccaneers. They were 6-2 at one point. Now they're 6-6. Cam Newton looked about as bad as I've possibly seen him look. And Norv Turner's offense looked about as predictable. I don't know. I don't even know if it was predictable as much as it was just completely beatable as it was against Tampa Bay. And so they're really on a skid here. I mean, I'll set it up for you this way.
That you set that up really well. I'm like, I'm kind of, you know, that was some really good analysis, actually. This is one of your finer moments.
I'll set it up even better this way, okay? They had 3 drives at the end of the game against the Buccaneers to where they were only down 7 points. The score was 24-17, which is what it ended with. They had 3 drives at the end of the game to just march down and score a touchdown, as you would think would happen at least once out of 3 times in the modern day NFL, right? You figure that would happen. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. They had 1 out of 3 shots. Yes, they're scoring a touchdown. It was interception, turnover on downs.
Wow. Not great. Poor.
They can't play, man. Christian McCaffrey's a monster, but outside of him and now Olsen's out for the year, they got no offense.
What is the line on this game?
Carolina is favored by 1.5 on the road.
I'm going with Carolina. I think that they win this game because their backs are literally against the wall. And it's all like you said, they've made some mistakes, but they've lost 3 close ones in a row. You know, the 7-point loss to the Bucs, 3 points to Seattle, 1 point to the Lions. I think they're hanging in there. I don't think the Browns are there yet. I think Carolina, I don't think it's going to be pretty, but I think they squeak it out. And then they've got the Saints twice over the final 3 weeks of the season. So if you don't think this is a must-win game for the Panthers at 6-6, think again. This is backs against the wall time.
I'm going to pick the Cleveland Browns because Greg Williams is extremely aggressive on defense, and that is what gave the Carolina Panthers fits is when the Buccaneers became more aggressive. And so I can imagine Cleveland's going to kind of do the same thing. They're going to be able to neutralize them kind of in the same way.
You sounded so knowledgeable to start that little blurb there that I honestly don't even question you at all. I think you're probably going to be right, and I'm probably going to be wrong, and it's the only time you'll ever hear me say that on the podcast.
Suck it. Atlanta Falcons going to the Green Bay Packers, which, boy, this would have been a great Week 14 matchup 2 years ago. But now it's not. Now it's like 2 teams trying to gimp their way to the end of the season. One of them doesn't even have a head coach. One of them doesn't. Not only does Green Bay not have a head coach, they don't have an assistant head coach because they fired him for talking crap online about Aaron Rodgers.
That wasn't why he got fired. But
let me tell you, pal. If you're wondering who's more valuable in a franchise, the assistant head coach / linebacker coach or the goddamn franchise quarterback who might have the greatest arm in NFL history, it's that guy.
Very true. Very good assessment by you, man. So, back-to-back segments, very difficult conclusions to draw, and you're nailing it. Well done. Yeah, Winston Moss. Have you ever watched an interview with Winston Moss or a presser? Do yourself a favor.
I feel like I have.
After this podcast, go watch one of Winston Moss's press conferences. One of the most awkward things I've ever watched in my life. Man just seems filled with hatred.
Okay.
Very bizarre. Strange human being.
Okay.
Yep, telling you. It's fun.
Packers are favored by 5 in Green Bay, by the way.
Oh, 5. You know, if there's one thing I've ever said, it's when Aaron Rodgers is getting points, you always bet against him.
Atlanta. He's not getting points.
When Aaron Rodgers ain't getting points, bet. I don't even know. I'm picking Atlanta.
I'm picking the Packers.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Green Bay is going to go full don't give a crap mode, and Rodgers is just going to chuck the damn thing, and he's going to feel liberated, and they're going to beat the Falcons.
There's always that head coach switch energy. Remember, we've talked about
that.
There's always that energy behind the
They're going to get some of it. They're going to get some of it. All right, here's some more knowledgeable facts for you, but I'm not going to say them right away. I'm going to listen to your analysis first. The New Orleans Saints in what's setting up to be the greatest rematch of 2018, traveling to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who put a schlacking on him week one. New Orleans on the road, favored by 9.
You said you weren't going to offer analysis, but you're sliding in a couple bits and pieces there.
No, I'm just letting you know. That's
the stage.
You got to pay for the premium content I got coming after you answer.
48-40 was the score week one. I don't know if I'd call it a shellacking, as you people down south
they
say.
They beat the Saints at their own game on their best day. It was nutty.
Bucks have won back to back, right? Against the Saints. Two straight?
Yeah, this would be three.
Back last, okay, all right. Saints are favored by what?
9.
You know, I feel like it's always close, and I feel like it's always a little bit of a shootout, so I'm going to go with the Bucs, but the Saints will win.
No, I'll pick the Saints. No, I'll pick the Saints.
Yeah, I know you want me to do that, but I really honestly think if the line were lower, if it were like 6, I would be okay with it, but I don't think.
All right, yeah, no. You know, it magically just changed to 6.
Oh, are you looking at the 9 upside down?
While we were talking about this, actually. Wow, wow. So, yeah.
Maybe you should turn your computer right side up.
All right, so you're going with the Bucs. That's a damn shame because that's the correct answer. And let me tell you why.
I usually have that.
Buccaneers are averaging nearly, I think, 17 points better playing defense when they play at home. They had one of the best defensive showings of the season last week, and it truly has been like a ladder for them to get better every single step of the way. Wow. Not that I think they're going to completely contain the New Orleans Saints, but here's the big X factor here. It is a 100% chance of rain on Sunday.
Which means?
It is going to rain. And so this is going to be an ugly football game.
So with the Bucs' great rushing attack, they should be able to keep it really close.
No. Here's the thing, though. 9 points is too many points.
Are you predicting a Ronald Jones breakout game?
No, couldn't be me. 20, I'd rather predict a Dare Ogunbowale breakout game.
23 carries for 44 yards. What was his what was his 9-yard run like? Do you remember it? Do you remember where you were that day?
He had a 9-yard run?
He had a 9-yard run. That's his long for the season.
What year?
2018. His rookie season this year. In one of the preceding 12 games for the Bucs, he had a 9-yard run. I didn't know if it stood out to you as memorable.
Like, no, it must have been. It must have been a different arc.
There was like a thunderclap in the sky, and he all of a sudden, you know, turned into gold or something. I don't know.
Nine yards is a crowning achievement. That's why I'm going with the Buccaneers, because I think it's going to be an absolutely abysmally ugly game because of the weather. And I think the 9 points is too many points. Buffalo Bills. God, this is... this game. New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills.
Sam Darnold's supposed to play, by the way. We get Darnold versus Allen. Darnold's been hurt, and so Bills and Allen's played like pretty solid last 2 weeks, I guess. I haven't seen. But Bills fans been talking that smack so much. Like, oh, y'all got the worst quarterback out of the group in the AFC West or East. And I got this feeling about Sammy Darnold, man. I think he's going to come out slinging the pill.
Slinging the pill?
Yeah.
So Buffalo's favored by 3.5.
Give me the Jets, baby. Give me them Jets.
I'm taking the Bills.
Last time people tried to crown Josh Allen after the game against the Vikings because he hurdled the guy. Yeah, what happened the next couple weeks?
No, taking the Bills. I'm taking the Bills in this one. Okay, we're very different this week. New England Patriots traveling to the Miami Dolphins. Patriots favored by 8.
I feel good about that. Xavien Howard's probably not playing for Miami. Feel good about it. Patriots by 8. Give me the Patriots.
What was the Patriots last game?
Did
they play last week?
Who did they play last week?
New England Patriots. Google live on the show. People are probably screaming at me. Okay, they beat the Vikings 24-10.
Yeah,
the Patriots are winning this game by more than 8. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yep, good pick. Los Angeles Rams versus the Chicago Bears. Ooh, this is a fun one. This is the Sunday night game. Damn it.
Wait, why'd you skip?
Why does it?
You skipped the football. I don't know.
It's they're like lower on the list. I don't know why they do this.
It's fine.
But here we go. Spoiled it. Rams are favored by 3.5. They're on the road. They're in Chicago. So if you want to watch the all 22 of this game, don't.
Man, this is a interesting game. Chargers are Bears coming off a loss, which to the Giants.
Trubisky said he's gonna play, right?
I assume he would, which is an upgrade, but how much of one? I don't know. Nagy's a great schemer. Give me the Rams. Yeah, give me the Rams.
Yeah, this is easy. Taking the Rams.
Feel bad. I know Bears fans think I hate them, but I actually don't.
New York Giants versus the Washington Redskins. The Washington Mark Sanchez's. New York favored by 3.5 on the road traveling to Washington.
What are you, yawning? Yeah, it's Giants Redskins. What do you expect me to do? Giants are favored by 3.5, you said? Oh, yeah, because Mark Sanchez.
Oh, well, now you want to pay attention. You're falling asleep. Look it up yourself.
Listen, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just waiting for you to get to the good games, which are coming up around the corner. In the meantime, give me the Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants, too.
Good choice. Hey, before you continue on with our predictions, we got to give a little shout-out to our friends over at Action Heat, who sponsored this episode. Action Heat makes the world's best battery-heated clothing. Heat on demand at the touch of a button. Control your environment with Action Heat. Action Heat is perfect for any friend or family on your holiday gift list. Great for anyone who works outdoors, skiers, snowboarders, or anybody that loves the outdoors or just hates being cold. Action Heat clothing provides toasty warmth and comfort for your whole body and is available in men's and women's and has great new styles and models just released for this winter season. Best of all, we've got a special deal for our listeners to save 20% off your entire order. Just go to actionheat.com/lockedon to check out everything Action Heat has to offer. That's actionheat.com/lockedon or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right, what do we got left here?
Denver Broncos without Emmanuel Sanders, RIP. Lord, man, carry him now.
Did you pick the Giants for the Redskins?
Yeah, I picked the Giants.
Okay, all right, just checking.
What am I going to pick against Odell? Yeah. Was it the first time you met me?
I mean, I think you've picked against him many times this year, but carry on.
No, couldn't be.
Yeah.
You got no evidence on that. Yep, Denver Broncos traveling to the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco in a crucial game here, John. This is a really important game because they need to lose.
Very much. Very, very true.
They need to lose. The Broncos are favored by 6 on the road.
Oh, this feels like a Vance Joseph, like, complete slip-up, right? They've beaten
I'm Chargers, picking the 49ers, Steelers. Baby. Oh. I'm picking them.
What are they favored by?
6. Give me all those points.
49ers are so bad. Nah, give me the Broncos. I can't.
Get that. All right.
I can't.
That's fine. It's wrong. Niners are terrible. Cincinnati Bengals, who we recently put in the grave, 6 feet under. They're traveling to the Los Angeles Chargers. Good God. The Chargers are favored by 14.5 at home in that stupid 20,000 seat stadium.
The Bengals.
Fun fact, the Chargers are almost favored as much as the people that they can fit in the stadium.
I think the Chargers will win, but 14.5, no way. But that's actually a really good rip, by the way. I just realized what you said.
Thanks.
That was great. I know I missed the moment. I'm sorry.
I just felt really insecure about it. I'm going to pick the Bengals, too. We're going to go on to the next one, so I can maybe get my confidence up. Detroit Lions playing the Arizona Cardinals. The Detroit Lions on the road are favored by 3.
Wow, you really went in a hole there. Lions favored by 3.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. Yeah, I feel good about it.
This game is stupid.
They should just cancel it, to
be
honest.
Why are we playing this game?
Why is it even, why? What happens in Glendale, Arizona? Like, why? I don't understand. We don't need this. We know where both teams stand. They're bad.
I think the Lions are going to win, though.
I do,
more,
too.
By more than three.
I picked the Lions.
Okay. Philadelphia traveling to Dallas. This is actually a really important game now. Dallas at home, favored by 3.5.
This is like the most important game of the week.
Do you think? All right, call it right now.
Yes.
Does the winner of this game win the division?
No.
I don't think necessarily. Yes. I say yes, and I say the Eagles are going to win.
I don't think necessarily, because here's why. Dallas is 7-5. Philadelphia is what, 6-6? 6-6, right? Yeah, 6-6. Okay, so Philadelphia wins this game. Great. You're 7-6. Guess what? So's Dallas. No, that's wrong. Yes, that's right. Dallas is 7-6 too. Guess who Philly still has to play? The Rams and the Texans and then the Redskins to finish off the season. Not an easy slate whatsoever. The Dallas Cowboys, on the other hand, have to play the Colts, the Bucs, and the Giants.
Juggernaut.
Yeah, the Bucs. Could be spoiler there at the end of the year.
I say the Philadelphia Eagles win, and they win the division.
I think, what's the line here?
3.5.
Dallas is favored?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to go with Dallas, and I think they win the division. If Dallas wins, it's pretty much over. If Philly wins, okay. I think the door's still open.
So then you're picking the winner of the division.
I thought you were asking if
don't give me this unless crap.
Whoever wins it wins the division. That's what I thought you were asking. Whoever wins it, I don't think whoever wins it wins the division. If Dallas wins it, I think they win the division.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, coward. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Oakland Raiders. Pittsburgh on the road, favored by 10.5.
Not picking the game. Not picking it. Can't do it.
What are you freaking Kirk Herbstreit over here? Pick the damn game.
Can't do it. Can't pick the game. Can't coach with him.
What are you,
can't Kirk play with him.
Kirk Herbstreit over here on game day.
Can't do it.
Not announcing your pick for the game that you're broadcasting.
Listen. The hot, like, the Steelers should have won the last 2 weeks, and I picked them to win the last 2 weeks, and I was fully confident they'd bounce back and win against the Chargers. They didn't do it. Now they got to go on the road to a horrible Raiders team. But why do I just feel so scared inside, Trevor? I feel nothing fear.
I'm picking the Raiders. So I'm
picking the Raiders with that line. Do you think the Raiders are going to win?
No. Okay. No, I don't either.
But at this point, what would surprise me? If the Raiders win this game, I think Pittsburgh's season's pretty much over. They have the Saints and the Patriots left to play after this.
Yeah, it's not great.
They never beat the Patriots. I mean, I don't remember the last time they beat them in the regular season. Or the playoffs, for that matter.
It's tough sledding.
And they last played the Saints the day after I got married. And they lost that game quite badly, I'll have you know. So, yeah, it's...
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It was a couple weeks ago, but appreciate the late sentiment. Having said that, yes, this is the Steelers season, I think, because they are going to lose the next two games.
So who are you
this.
Picking with
I
the
said,
line?
I said I'm picking the Raiders. I'm picking the Raiders with the line. I think the Steelers are going to win, but I say that very, very, very scared.
All right. Minnesota versus Seattle in Seattle for the Monday night game. Seattle's favored by 3.5. They're doing way better than I thought they would this season. They're 7-5. I didn't really see that.
You know why? Because Russell Wilson is a freaking good quarterback.
Well, duh.
Pete Carroll.
Anybody who's ever said otherwise with Russell Wilson can kick rocks.
Pete Carroll is an awesome coach. Awesome coach. Not saying his personality, everything like that, and the way that you built that Seahawks team, there weren't some things screwy. Like, okay, I get it. Like, maybe he favored Russell a little bit. Maybe the other guys couldn't take it. Pete Carroll's a great coach, period. That's what I know.
So who wins? Seattle's favored by 3.5.
Seattle's favored by 3.5. I'm kind of surprised by that. I think Minnesota wins. Yeah.
See, I'm forced
shout out
now
Carroll.
To. I feel like I'm forced to think that Minnesota's just not good now.
Well, you can think
like
what you
I
want.
Thought
You're
they were
man.
Good for so long.
Nobody's forcing you to think anything.
Now they're 6-5-1.
Who told you before the season that they thought they were a fringe playoff team at best? Who told you that?
At best?
Who told you before
I thought
the
they were
season?
Better than that.
Who told you before the season that Minnesota was a fringe playoff team at best?
Are you trying to brag on yourself here? Because I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I said that. And you said, get out of here. Get off the podcast. Well.
All right, fine. Just to spite you, I'm taking Minnesota.
There you go. Wait, I picked Minnesota as well, but.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
if they win this game, they should be okay. They should be exactly what I said, fringe playoff team. Because they have the Dolphins and Lions next.
That's all of them.
Then the Bears will finish the season. All right, well, good job. I think we picked a lot of different teams this week, and so it's going to be a good week for me to take a little jump up over you. So good stuff, as always, on the podcast. Tomorrow we got the Super Show over with the Draft Dude. It's going to be a lot of fun unpacking some of the Senior Bowl rosters and things like that. So should be a blast, as always. Thank you guys so much for listening, and keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.